Bear Podcast 321.
You have to be near because it's. Is that too bad? Too high a gain?
I don't know. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Test test test. Testicles. Testicles.
Is that good?
Sounds good to me.
That's good.
Very good.
You're gonna come join us here.
What's on this episode?
Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
Is this a memorial?
Is it facing us?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Hey everyone, welcome to Bear Podcast.
The podcast from the pool.
From the pool. We're recording here at Patrick St. Jerry's place. We just had... Look. We're in the pool. We're not getting things wet though, okay?
So yeah, we're trying not to get Maynard's electronics wet.
Yeah, but it's fun, yeah. So, this is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and this is episode 321. It's Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day Monday, yeah,
and so, we figured we'd record by the pool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how was your weekend, Miner?
It was great. It's like I said, it's Memorial. However, it's not as exciting because Mike's not here.
Oh.
I wish Mike was here because for many years, Mike, my partner, and I always go somewhere on a Memorial Day weekend, or we're in town, or we're together. But surprisingly, this weekend we really didn't plan anything much. So. He's in New Orleans, and
it's a bummer when you're by yourself all the time, ain't it?
Yeah, I know. That's how it is.
And our nurse Ratchet's out of town too, so.
That's right. So we are here at stuck here in Houston for the weekend, but it's been 3 days of pool parties. Actually, this is the third day. But before the pool parties,
that's right. We saw Brokeback Sandin.
Brokeback Sandin. Yeah, we watched Prince of Persia, which you're right, it does have some Brokeback Mountain references, like Jake Gyllenhaal being in the tent. He's got a friend, a special friend with him there, stuff like that. So that's what I saw.
That's okay. It was okay. Action.
Disney it's good action.
It was Disney action adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Not as good as the first parts of the Caribbean movie, but not as bad as the last one. So.
Oh, because it's a Disney film. Yeah.
It's okay. Disney film,
yeah. It's a Disney film, and what? Well, let me see. If you guys watched Next, have you seen Next? It's a movie. It's a TV show, a movie called Next. We're in starring Nicolas Cage and Julianne Moore, and it has the same premise. You know, this one is going to the future and going to the past, something like that.
Oh, he can see into the future.
He can see into the future.
Oh yeah, I have seen that. It's actually a good
yeah.
movie.
Next is like that. It has the same, pretty much similar concept in this one, but. With the dagger thing, if you've seen the trailers with Jake Gyllenhaal with the dagger thing, that's
and it's based on the game too, and I think that's what they're after.
I used to play that game. Did you play that game before?
No, I don't play games.
You know, come on, it's a PC game. You know, it's it's running around and jumping, and I used to play video games. Even the XT days,
Before
286 and before 386.
Once Atari died out, I quit playing video games.
I think it's out in Apple too. But yeah, it's a good movie. I like it. I don't know. It's not 3D, so it's okay. So, and then Friday, that was Friday, and then Saturday
we had the big Bear 401 pool party at James and Justin's.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who came over. It's just I think there were 71 people. 71 people came, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Lots of people, lots of new friends. Oh, I should shout out some people. Met a guy named Forrest. He's a woofy bear there. I was talking geek with him. And that
was he the one that was down there you introduced me to?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
He was lonely, so I pulled him over. Come on, let's talk to
him. Oh,
he
wasn't lonely too long. He made out with somebody that night.
Oh, yeah, that's
wasn't me. I wasn't that drunk this Friday.
Oh, okay. Oh, speaking of drunk, okay, so we'll get to it in a second. But yeah, it's a pool party. It's nice. There were about 70 people. 71 were invited, but I think there's a lot of people came over. Then there were they served deviled eggs. You have hot dogs, burgers, and what else? Lots of Windex. Well, I call it Windex. But
Windex.
Blue margarita. I just call it Windex. So we had a lot of that, and that was fun. There's a lot of people. who got drunk. And what else? Yeah. There was one dog. Isn't that a cute dog? You see the dog?
Yeah, Craig and
Craig and Hector's dog. They have a, I think it's a beagle crossed with a bulldog. Oh, wait, no, I don't know.
I don't know. It was cute though.
That was a cute dog. Yeah, it was a cute dog.
But he got plugged with by everybody, I think.
So. Yeah, but that was fun. It was a fun pool party. I think we were there for 4 or 5 hours. In the pool.
I was there from like 2:30 till 9 o'clock. So.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Around that time, there's a friend of ours. I'm not gonna say any names. Who got drunk, and I get to escort him back to downtown. So this was pretty far. This was back in 2:49. We had to drive about 20 hours. 20 minutes. I mean.
Yeah, it felt like 20
miles.
Hours.
Yeah, it felt like it.
It was outside. Oh my god.
It was fun. He was so drunk. He was getting naked and making out with everyone, and I had to pull him out. He was about to get another.
Because Maynard wanted to make out with him by himself.
No, I don't.
It's all smacking on the way
no,
back.
No, I don't. But then I had to stop him. He was about to get some margarita from the margarita machine. I had to trick him because it's a good thing he was drunk and he wants to get some more drinks. So I told him, "It's not working. It's not working. It's still churning, and there are no more cups." So I had to trick him. So he went back to the pool. So he didn't drink anymore. Then later on, I had to trick him again. Told him, okay, we gotta go. Our friend Sean is waiting for us. Let's go. But I didn't get a call. So we left. He forgot his camera. So we drove all the way back. We drove all the way back to the pool party. And yeah, of course, people are still swimming and everything. But yeah, I did someone a favor. So yeah, if you're listening, you owe me one, okay? I had to help out your drunk friend, okay? I don't know if he's going to listen
and
to
now
this,
you so. Have to pay.
You have to pay. And then what happened yesterday? What did you do after, Saturday. That was Saturday. How about Sunday? What did you do?
Sunday, I sat at home all day watching movies and working on videos.
You're telling me about a movie, a TV show? You told me a Filipino movie?
Oh, yeah. We got to watch that. I haven't watched that one yet.
Oh, okay. You haven't watched it yet?
I did watch one called Teeth, which is about a girl that's got teeth in her vagina.
Oh.
She was biting off dick left and right. They all deserved it, though. They were being dicks.
It just comes out when she doesn't like the guy?
Well, at first, she did it, and it was an accident, and she didn't realize she could do it. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Buddy saw a squirrel.
Uh-oh. So.
Anyway, and then, like, if a guy was, like, really her hero and doing good things for her, she could have sex with him. And she's having sex with this one guy, and then he called up his friends telling everybody he was having sex with her, so crunch.
Oh.
Bit it off.
That's painful. Sorry,
but it's an interesting movie. Watch
it. Is it a comedy or
yeah,
horror?
It's kind of a comedy horror movie.
Comedy
stuff.
Horror.
It's funny.
Okay.
It's called Teeth. Watch it.
Teeth.
So
sounds like a good movie. Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
Okay. So many things are on Netflix right
and
now.
And then I watched another one called Get Your Stuff. I think that's what it was called. And it's about these two gay guys. They were living in Beverly Hills, and one's a doctor, one's a high-end lawyer, and they want to adopt a baby, and they end up stuck with these two little juvenile delinquents from family services, and. It was kind of funny. It was a good little movie, though. It was funny. So, had what's his name? The little short one, David. Freaking TV shows at home. Crap.
David.
The one from Married with Children.
Oh, the older guy?
No, the kid. Ed O'Neill? The son.
Oh, the son. Oh, I don't know.
Whatever his name is. I want to say David Fausto.
Oh, I don't know his name.
I think that's his name, David Fausto or something. Like
I only the I only know the father from did you say Married with Children?
Married with Children. He's
yeah, Ed O'Neill?
Ed O'Neill. And I think his name's David Fausto or something like that. But anyway, he was in it. He had like a bit part. He was the only like big name in the movie, but it was pretty fun. So.
Yeah.
And then I watched a couple other bad movies. So.
I did watch a bad movie this morning. I watched on Netflix. I got this from Distorted View. They recommended the movie. This really fucked up movie. It's called Period Piece. And it's on Netflix if you find it.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll last 5 minutes, Ray.
Well, I watched all of, speaking of bad movies, I watched all of Princess of Mars with Antonio Sabato Jr., but only because he's running around pretty much naked in it the whole time.
Oh, really?
Or halfway naked, so.
But this one, Period Piece, it was filmed in a home video camera. It's not even HD. It's really just, just a cheapo camera. Back in 2006, I think, 2004, and... It's really bad. It's even weirder than a David Lynch movie. or it's even worse than Freddy Got Fingered. You ever watch Freddy Got Fingered? Uh-uh. With Tom Green in it? No? Anyway, so it was really bad. It's got senior citizen nudity, and that's kind of scary. No offense to all those senior citizens, but it's kind of scary because the guy is doing sexual acts or something like that, but it's just really scary. And I don't know why I didn't watch it. I was just intrigued because it was recommended by another podcast. So I watched
one called Animal, and it was, I just cut it off midway in between. It was just so bad. The only claim to fame was it had what's the Iranian guy from Lost?
Okay.
Him? He was in it.
No.
He was in it. He was in it. So.
Okay. Richard Michael, I have to watch Lost since it's done already.
Yeah, I got to catch up on it. I got like six episodes to watch as well.
I don't know if you want to watch Period B. So Sunday, which actually yesterday I went to another pool party.
Sunday, yeah.
I went to another pool party, the second pool party. It's really fun because you have a couple of friends.
Did Mark wear his one piece?
No, he didn't. He didn't this time, thank goodness. He didn't do the Borat outfit this time. But it was fun. We have about 20, 25 people. I brought some egg rolls that time, and it got devoured in about 30 minutes or so. So, yeah, it's always my specialty, bringing egg rolls. And we met a few people there. Cameron, shout out Cameron, and Alan. Alan was he lives in north of Houston, and he was saying he used to listen to. He listened to the Buck Ramsey show, and he was wondering how he is. people have been asking about Buck Ramsey, and his videos are out. So if you guys are interested about Buck Ramsey, I don't know, email me, nard@bearpodcast.com. If you want to ask him something, I'll pass it along. So I know you guys are looking, some of you are looking for his videos, or what's up with him. He's not on Twitter anymore. So we were there. We swam for a few hours. And what's funny was it rained at 9 o'clock. It was so clear, it's so relaxing, and it just rained.
Yeah. Did you get an electrical storm?
No, well, a little, yeah. Well, some lightning.
Yeah. Yeah. Got a real bad electrical storm here last night.
Mm-hmm. His buddy's here
inside the loop. No, he wanted to go outside and pee twice during the middle of it, so I had to get out and get soaking wet.
You had to take Buddy out.
Yes.
During the rain.
Yes.
So when you do that, when you take your dog out,
yeah,
you just bring an umbrella with you?
I know it was lightning too bad. I was like, I'll take my chances getting wet.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Why don't you go out naked?
Oh, no.
Oh, sure.
That's not acceptable in my apartment complex.
No nudity in your apartment
complex? No nudity in your apartment complex.
Why not?
It's like Jerry says, no nudity in my pool, no nudity in my apartment complex.
Oh, okay. No nudity. Yeah, so we're here relaxing, still splashing. Yay. I wish Mike was here, though. He would really enjoy it.
Yeah. And then the day we've been here, pretty much most of the day, I slept late this morning. Well, I got up at 6 to go walk Buddy, and then I come back and got back into bed until 9:30. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, next month, there's an event. Are you going to be here Pride weekend? You plan to be here for Pride, right?
I will unfortunately be on my way to South Carolina that weekend.
Oh, really? Pride week?
Darn.
Are you going too, Patrick?
I don't know.
Oh, no. Are you not?
It's too hot.
It's too hot. Okay.
They need to move Pride to a cooler month than Houston. It's just too damn hot in June.
Yeah. But actually, this coming Pride weekend here in Houston, I think it's around June 25, 26, there's going to be an event in Austin. It's called Bears versus Gaysians. And I just heard about it, read about it. Follow it on Facebook. And I don't know what's it about yet. So hopefully I could talk to someone. To explain what Bears
versus Gaysians is. Find out what it is. If it's going to be a bunch of Gaysians there, I might have to go check it out.
Yeah.
I'll take a detour.
Take a detour to Austin to check out the Gaysians.
Yeah.
It's spelled as Gaysians. Gaysians. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Let's see what happens. Well, if we don't have any float, I don't know if Asians and Friends are going to have a float this year. HAB, do you think we're going to have one?
I'm sure they're going to have one. Okay. I'm not involved this year, just so you know.
So you know. Well, I'm always involved. Are you going to be in the bleachers? Are you going to watch this time? You're going to be out of town.
I'm going to be out of town.
To South Carolina.
I'll be in South Carolina.
Oh. That should be fun.
Patrick, make us something cool and frothy. And so, sweet tasting.
I'm fine with water.
Maynard said he's fine with water. He got to drive.
Oh, our gracious host is going inside. But yeah, it's Memorial Weekend, and let's not forget our veterans. So thank you for being a friend. No, I mean, thank you for the support.
Thank and you for the ultimate sacrifice.
The ultimate sacrifice. We are always remembered. And yeah, do you have a military in your family?
Yeah, my uncle was military. My grandfather was military.
So. I don't know anyone in my family who was in the military. I live in the Philippines, no.
Does the Philippines even have a military?
Yes, we do, of course. Well, I had to go through training also when I was in college. It's mandatory. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we had to. About 2 years of 2 years of marching, practically. We're just marching.
Better than nothing.
Actually, what was funny was when we had a chance, because everybody has to hold a gun, an M16 or something, as part of the training. Right? Yeah. It's a military training. I didn't get to because that time we had a coup d'etat, and there was a revolution. Is that how you say it? There's an uprising from rebels.
Was that Imelda Marcos when she?
No, it was during Corriakino. Corriakino. So, yeah, that's when I never got to hold a gun. Maybe that's why I'm a wuss. I've never held a gun. Have you held a gun before?
I'm from the South, in part Baptist, yes.
So you have to have a gun?
Yeah, okay. It's required.
You're required to have a gun?
Okay.
You don't have a gun, do you? You
no, because I don't have a gun now because somebody would die.
Okay. Well, you have the right to bear
arms. Because I have emotion control. I have a hard time controlling my emotions these days, and some people just piss me off.
Okay.
So and they should die.
We'll just keep the guns out of
out
of your way. Mm-hmm. Okay, actually, we have some comments. Actually, Facebook comments and stuff, but we're in the poll right now.
That's right. So
we're all.
Why don't you get them next show?
Well, I will probably read it off later on and stuff like that. And some addition. And what else is going on this week? What movies are we going to watch? What's coming up this week?
Oh, no, we still got to go see Sex in the City.
Yeah, it's very gay. Sex in the City, but they're in the desert.
Jerry doesn't like it. But there's a great... Apparently there's this great Liza Minnelli routine doing all the single ladies.
All the single ladies? Okay. Maybe we should just watch it because of that. How's that?
Maybe, yeah.
Let's watch.
And what else is coming out, Jerry? You don't know.
You don't know any more movies coming out?
But stay tuned for the Australian rugby team.
Woohoo! Australian rugby.
Oh!
They're what?
They're in that movie.
Australian rugby team.
Oh, Australian rugby teams.
That'd be hot. Oh my god, those beefy guys. I wonder what happened to the Houston one. We have a team here. But anyway, Sex in the City, you want to watch it? Okay. I haven't even watched the first one.
Yep.
You watched it religiously when it was on TV.
Yeah, Mr. Rao used to be a big Sex in the City fan. So. And there's one show that I got into with him. So, Patrick, what movies are coming out this week? Do you know?
Oh. I don't know. Nothing good? Nothing good. Oh, there is one. When is Airbender coming out?
End of the month, I think.
Of June?
Yeah.
Or May?
I think so.
Because today is the last day.
I think it's June. Right? End of the month. June.
Oh, which reminds me, today is Quit Facebook Day.
It's what?
It's Quit Facebook Day. So are you going to quit Facebook?
I haven't been on Facebook in 3 or 4 days, so I guess I quit it.
No. People are canceling. But no, there's a very small percentage. Nobody wants to... really want to do an Exodus or anything, but I still use Facebook. We have fans there. We have
People keep befriending me all the time, and I'm like, do I know you?
Friend them anyway. And then,
well, I do friend them, and I got to go back now. I got to go clean up all that mess because now you can break your different groups down. Like, so I can do the people I really don't know, people that I do know, and the people that I like.
Oh, you have lists.
Yeah, well, I got to make lists.
You made groups. Should make groups also. Some of them are. Some of them from Houston. I don't have family there. I don't have blood relatives there. That's what I'm saying.
See, I got everybody. I got that whole thing between the Bears and the couple chasers and work and family. And
yeah, you have to separate them.
So
yeah, and they're in a big privacy, they have privacy issues right now. I don't know if you guys are listeners out there. If you guys check out your privacy settings, check it out. It might there are things that you're opted in, you might want to opt out. So
you better check yours too, because
some things that your family might be seeing, your naked pictures.
I don't put naked pictures on Facebook.
You don't? I thought you do.
No.
You don't? Not on Facebook?
I don't put naked pictures on Facebook.
Oh,
there are some things that do not belong in public domain.
But if you do so, you'll just get flagged anyway. So they're going to report you.
The pictures from Bear Watch are about as naked as I want to get.
Oh, yeah, Bear Watch, that's right. Yeah, we got some feedback on that one. Carl from San Diego is saying that, what's up with the Green Lanterns? There's so many Green Lanterns. You were wearing a Green Lantern shirt then, too.
But I was the Green Bear Lion t-shirt that I wore.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That one.
From
you were wearing
Wolf Tees.
That one, yeah. You know what? I did forget to mention in the last episode that we should have asked the people if they had any orgies or anything in their costumes. Maybe that'd be nice to film.
Well, Terry did pretty much in his Dr. Manhattan costume because they were pulling blue off him all night long. So
I'm sure he's aroused by that being peeled.
Yeah,
he looked really smurfy, don't you think? Yeah. I think he had blue all over up to his dick, I think.
He had that covered in blue, too, because he pulled his... Later, after the thing was done, he took his pants off.
Yeah. But he didn't shave, so that really sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, is it latex? Was it latex?
Latex paint, yeah.
I don't have any patience. Well, I think I can put that, because...
You can probably do it very
easily. I'm smooth, so yeah. I can do that.
So we can make you, like, paint you yellow.
Paint me yellow.
We could paint you up like Aang.
Isn't that a stereotype? Asians yellow, something like
no,
that.
No, I'm just talking about. We could get some blue and done a big arrow in your forehead, shaved your head, and you did it all the way down your arms and stuff. And you could have been the Avatar.
The okay. I can do that. I can do that. And I'm short too. Is that what you're saying? You know, the kid is really short too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, that's because it's like 13 or 14. So.
Oh, margaritas! Somebody's making margaritas. So, aren't you watching Airbender? The Airbender is a good one. You've seen it, right?
The cartoon, yeah. Just finished it out last week, yeah.
So, how do you like it so far?
I like it.
Is it just a short series?
It's like 3 years. It's like three. On Netflix, it's three. It's divided into three separate Airbender 1, 2, and 3. So, book 1, 2, and 3. So.
Okay. I should watch it. Is it good to watch The Airbender on Netflix and then watch the movie next month?
Well, if you don't know anything about it, it'll help you kind of figure out who people are, because I'm sure in the cartoon series they delve more into the people, but who each people are, so I don't know. Okay. And I haven't read the anime, so I guess that's the he's still married.
Ow!
It's a skeeter. I swear, I was trying to kill it.
I just wash it off with water.
No, I was trying to kill it.
Oh, okay.
A dead skeeter is a good skeeter.
Okay. But anyway, so we better wrap this up. I know we're going to have some more swimming. We're going to swim some more and keep ourselves cool. I hope you guys have a good Memorial weekend. So send your feedbacks. Email us, show@bearpodcast.com, or call the voicemail line. Voicemail line, right?
206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222. 2327. Jerry, quit laughing.
Yeah, call us and leave a plate in the show. And subscribe by iTunes. Also in the website, you can click the main picture and you'll be able to play it on the website if you're on the website. Or you can also, if you have Twitter, you can retweet this. There's a retweet link on this post. So you can retweet it and share it to your friends. And follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Follow us on Bear Podcast on Twitter. Huber Dad is Ray, and Nard on Twitter. So catch there. And hi, Patrick. Thank you for the swimming pool. Yeah, okay. He's doing it. Yeah, we're swimming in their pool. So Patrick and Jerry, thanks to Patrick and Jerry for hosting us. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com, and you can leave your messages there, your comments. Okay, so let's go swim, Ray. Shout out to Danny and Keith. I just came from Danny's farewell party. He's a friend of mine here in Houston, and he's moving to San Diego. Okay, so what's up with San Diego and the people moving there?
just too many people are moving to San Diego. What's up with San Diego? I'm sure it's the weather. Also, shout out to a woofy bear named Roy, who I met there at the party. Okay, so this segment, a short segment here, it's really a short show that Ray and I did today. So this segment was on a Tuesday, was recorded on a Tuesday, of course, after Glee. It's a Glee night, yeah. And I went to Ray's house after the party, and we watched Glee. And I'm not too impressed with this episode. No, not at all. And I think it's kind of lame with the funk thing. Okay, so before we wrap up, I want you guys to check this out. Okay, I heard this from Buzz Out Loud and Slice of Sci-Fi. If you have a TomTom, you can actually buy Darth Vader voices for your TomTom. It costs only $13. Okay, here's a sample.
Depart. Your destiny lies with me. Obi-Wan knew this to be true.
Okay, here's another one.
Turn around when possible. I find your lack of faith disturbing. Then take the third left. Sense your way.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Okay, here's the last sample. They have this on the TomTom website. If you go to tomtom.com.
Left turn ahead. Then go around the roundabout. The circle is now complete. Sith exit.
The circle is still complete, yeah. Okay, so that's a nice nice voice for your TomTom, I guess. If you have a TomTom, I know we have one, but I don't use it too much because I have my iPhone. Anyway, so there's a lot of voices coming up, like a Yoda this July. And in August, there's going to be a Han Solo. And C-3PO is supposed to be coming soon. So if you guys want... God, that's going to be so gay. C-3PO TomTom voice. That'd be nice. Or maybe they have something like R2-D2. But that's going to be a lot. Oh, a Wookiee TomTom voice. Of course, you won't understand. Okay, anyway, so thank you everyone for listening. If you have any comments, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com and call the voicemail line. Yeah, Ray told you guys about it, but I'd like to remind you guys, you can call us. It would be nice to hear from you guys. It's 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave your voice comments and we'll play it in the show. And subscribe by iTunes and follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. And also, in this episode of BearPodcast.com, you can also retweet this. So, yeah, you just share it to your friends. Tell your friends about the show. And to all the Bear Radio listeners, thank you for tuning in. BearRadio.net. And this plays every Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific. Okay, so thank you all. Thank you all for listening. And we will catch you guys next week. Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Oh, I got a crab.
You got a crab?
No crabs.
You got crabs.
No crabs.